from Appleton, Wisconsin. This is APTV.
Welcome to APTV, episode 477 for Thursday, February 9th, 2023.
This week we have banter, news, updates, new Lummi All-Stars, a trip to North Dakota, Urimeku Inks, something new from Twisby, a contest winner, a new contest, plus a new Edelstein Ink that is coming soon.
Hey, Steph.
Hey, Brian.
When don't dogs answer their phones?
I don't know.
When there's no caller ID.
Oh, all right. I'm there now. All right. So today we are featuring a neighbor here in City Center, the Faces Glasses Store.
Oh, I love those guys. They're awesome.
I haven't been there nearly as much as I would like, but I hear.
Well, you don't wear glasses.
Exactly.
You don't ever wear glasses.
I don't even need glasses.
So you have probably never been there.
I go there as often as I can because I love shopping for glasses. If you ever need to buy glasses, I will come with you.
Well, you should have told me that. They also sell sunglasses, though. So you can get sunglasses there. So I actually got a nice pair of outdoor sports type sunglasses from them.
With custom
lenses in them, and so they're a great place. They're great guys. They've been here forever. I've been shopping with them for probably close to 20 years. So they've been here.
I was gonna say I tried to look up when they showed up around here, and I could not find a date.
I don't remember when it existed
since the dawn of time.
So I get most of my glasses there, and Elisa does, and a lot of people do. So
one day I will too.
Let's hope not.
Today is also a very important holiday. It's National Pizza Day, which I was surprised that is not National Pizza Day basically every day, but today definitely is. So if you're looking for a sign that you should just order a pizza and relax this evening, this is that sign.
I don't eat pizza as often as I should or would like to, but, you know.
Yeah, I feel like I eat pizza far less than, like, child me thought I would at this point in my life.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you're like, I'm going to eat that every day.
Every single day. Yeah. It turns out you get sick of it after, like, 3 weeks when you go to college.
I'm going
to
say the last two times I ate pizza was actually with Eric. And I think it was our previous location bumper was at Home Run Pizza.
Oh, yeah,
I think we
did
a location bumper for them. But they make fantastic pizza. But maybe we should all go there. That would be fun. Like, that Friday, we go out and...
Celebrate the holiday, after all.
It's Thursday. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, very good. Very good.
Very cool. Very cool.
What do we got coming up this weekend? Big events?
Yeah. Apparently, this is the first I am learning of it. But apparently this Sunday, February 12th.
Wait a minute. This is the first you're learning about. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was today years old when I realized the Super Bowl was this weekend. So obviously, I'm the most equipped to tell everybody that this is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs.
You might be.
Chiefs.
Wouldn't that be something? They wear little white hats.
Versus the Eagles. It's not even the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah. It's just the band.
Just the band. Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, okay.
This is my Super Bowl dream team matchup.
Chiefs versus the Eagles in Sport Bowl. What is
it? Where they will play some sort of ball with their feet.
Oh, my God. 57th Super Bowl. So that's for you Romans out there, that's LVII, I guess, right? Is that right? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And apparently, this is an exciting and historical Super Bowl because there's a woman by the name of Donna Kelsey who has two sons. And this Sunday, Donna will be the first woman in history to have two sons playing against one another in the Super Bowl.
That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. That is super cool.
Yeah.
But who does she root for? The oldest one? What if they're twins? Are they twins? Do we know?
Ooh, that would be funny. Yeah. I feel like you might have to go for the oldest one, or you just say you were rooting for the one that didn't win to make them feel better, but then refuse to admit it until after the fact.
That would be tough. What a problem mama that's gotta be. So
that's a good problem.
I would watch just for that. So if it's not the Packers, well,
I don't want to watch the Super Bowl. I want to watch a live feed of her watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? She's going to be exhausted by the end of the night.
Oh, that'd be an emotional roller coaster.
So, excellent. February also is Black History Month.
Yes.
And one way to celebrate Black History Month is by learning about noteworthy Black figures. And we at Anderson Penn's just did that this morning.
Yes.
Eric and I.
Yeah, we were looking down on the bottom of our mailers. We've got a little graphic that's like, hey, check out Black History Month. It links to, I think, the Smithsonian's website and just a good resource for lots of credible information about the history of Black people in the United States, in the America.
This America.
Yeah. We were looking through. We recognized Frederick Douglass, Rosa Parks, Barack Obama, and Martin Luther King Jr.,
of course,
obviously.
Yep.
There was one woman we didn't recognize, so we did some research and found out that she is Shirley Chisholm, who was the first Black woman elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. And she was actually elected in 1969, which is way later than I thought it would have been.
Yeah.
But,
mm-hmm.
And she served until 1983.
New York's 12th district. Yeah, Eric sent me the mailer, and I looked at them. It was like a little quiz. I'm like, okay, yeah. It's got to be Rosa, and like, who is that? So
yeah, it was driving us nuts for a week.
Yes,
so we finally learned a thing, and that's what we're doing. We're just learning things. I don't want to educate anybody. I don't really know anything that anybody else doesn't know, but.
Yeah.
It's a good time to do some Google searches.
So, mm-hmm. Looks like we'll put a link to the Wikipedia page in the description below. And it is worth noting, as Eric and I were chatting back and forth this morning, we got to asking ourselves, so if Shirley was elected the first representative in 1969, when was the first Black man elected? And that was a gentleman by the name of Hiram Revels from, I won't say what state. We can guess what state he was. In 1870.
Which is crazy. Almost 100 years later.
Full century, before the first Black woman was elected to Congress. So, Black History Month here in February. All right. Mm-hmm. We have some news. And this is really, really comes right at the front of the podcast. Announced yesterday, Edison Pen Company has announced a new pricing structure. So normally when we talk about that on the podcast, it's okay. Prices are going up. Buy your stuff while you can before the price changes. We've got a couple of the lovely Edisons here. But in this case, it is not a price increase. It is a price reduction.
What?
Which is, I can't even think of if it's ever happened before. I mean, it may have. Brian Gray makes these really beautiful pens. We've got a couple of them here.
Ooh.
The Colliers.
I've got
Colliers.
One of those.
Yeah, you got one of those. I got one of the Comet.
I've got one of those too. I love that new design.
Yeah, it is really super cool with the translucent cap there, little top. Really nice pens. Number 6 Yovo steel nibs on these, cartridge converters. Beautiful colors. That's really, really great. So there's a price drop on these pens, about $20 on the standard steel nibs. The 18 karat gold nibs will remain the same. Steel has gone down. Reasons for that, more efficiency in production. I know when prices kind of went up about 2008 maybe it might have been. Prices went up a little bit from actually about $149.
Mm-hmm.
They had just gotten new machinery and they had, a lot of overhead and they were renting a building and all that stuff. So now they've sort of amortized all that and they can offer a price reduction. So that's going to be super. And these.
I love that they did that.
And $149. I mean, this is, it's not like it wasn't a bad deal before, but this is a steal.
That is.
I think at $149 bucks. And I didn't put a nib in it for the podcast. But so just great. So just keep that in mind. Edison is now $149 for a steel nib. So fantastic.
How much for a no nib?
We can talk.
People are usually shocked that I have a police record. Yeah, I love their greatest hits.
Lamy All-Star, this year's special edition, Petrol and Lilac.
Dun-da-da-da.
And I got to say, a much better choice than last year's choice. These
are just great colors.
Who doesn't like this petrol?
That is a winning color.
I hope they just
keep making that forever.
I wish they would. Yes. Mm-hmm. But we got them in and literally sold them out on the petrol for sure almost instantly. I mean, they were gone within, I don't know, maybe 2 hours they were gone. I have more on the way. Should be here any day now. But what a color. Look at that.
Yeah, that's... That one, is a winner. You've got the
ballpoint. I've got the ballpoint and the roller here. Yep. We got those in stock.
And I've got a fountain pen in lilac. We do have a couple of fountain pens in lilac remaining, although not very many. I also have a ballpoint in lilac and one of these fabulous Tommy leather pen cases.
So for as long as supplies last, and we've got a few of them left in lilac only. Petrol is, of course, sold out. Free pen case with purchase of the fountain pen. When they're gone, they're gone. But what a nice color. And I thought, you know, this is interesting. When I was actually pulling the pens prior to APTV, I thought, well,
I was wondering the
why don't we compare this to the purple? And actually, what really kind of a neat pair.
If you got one, it's so good together.
So just a little bit, you know, obviously lilac lighter, but I just thought that was an interesting comparison. Thought we'd show that.
Yeah. I was wondering how that would compare to like a pink Lamy pen, but it's definitely still in the purple family there. Yeah.
Really, really nice. Standard steel nibs, extra fine, and medium available. But more petrol coming soon. I'll read the notes here now that we've yammered on about that. Those who use the Lamy All-Star appreciate the extraordinary lightness of its robust yet durable material. Its transparent grip provides a revealing look at the ink feed. Steph's going to show us that. There we go. A combination of materials which unites robustness and elegance, this series offers plenty of surprises with special editions in modern lifestyle-oriented colors, inspiring writers to show their contemporary individuality. Let's see.
We already covered
that. So, so these are great. I'm seriously considering grabbing one of these for myself. I've had the tester here at the store. If you've ever been in the store and tried out the All-Stars, the blue All-Star is mine. I haven't seen it since I inked it up many, many years ago because it just stays here and gets used. But that petrol is hot.
That is
a great color.
So just perfect.
We should mention too that they did a number of years ago the petrol in the Safari.
I was going to say that sounds familiar, and they had that ink that was
limited. Yeah, they had the matching ink. There is no matching ink. They haven't done a matching ink in years now, so I don't remember what the last one was, but no matching ink. But they also have. There's also a petrol in the Tipo. Which came out last year. Mm-hmm. So now you can get a whole span of petrol Lamys.
Got to catch them all.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We got some ink. And why don't you talk about some ink here?
New Sailor 50 States. Got colors up here, which...
What do I got? I've got North Dakota.
I've got a North Dakota Swab.
Okay.
This fabulous soft mint-like green. Which is inspired by the far-reaching prairies that are home to the iconic bison, which can be found statewide. Can confirm I have seen bison in North Dakota.
You have? Okay. I'm sure.
And I like that this color is nice and gentle and soft, but then in writing it still shows up nice and dark and legible. So
I would like to see Eric do a review on this one. I think it would be very interesting to see how legible it is. And it's quite a... cheery color. It's a bright, cheery color.
Yeah. I really like these lighter inks, especially once you put them in a pen. They always seem a little bit darker when you put them in a pen and compared to those like deep, deep saturated inks that are really good at sheening and stuff. I feel like they look a lot brighter and lighter and more colorful on a page.
Of course, the paper matters and, you know, the amount of ink that the nib lays down. You know, you can have a light ink that actually lays down enough that it's very, very, a little bit darker, so.
Yeah, especially in like a really juicy nib that puts down a lot of ink. Mm-hmm. Darn, those look pretty. Mm-hmm. And Hawaii, too. Also, we're out of
Hawaii,
bottles of Hawaii,
yes, yeah.
Right?
We sold out of the bottles immediately. I've got more on the way, so.
Yes, but we have...
We do have samples.
Samples?
So we do have samples of both of them, yep. Mm-hmm.
And if you're just waiting on a bottle, it is a good color. It's...
Good color.
Everybody see, look at
it. I think we just distilled down all the ink reviews. It's a good color. It actually looks like it has some sheen to it.
Yeah. And some of that cool dual shading stuff that Sailor's been doing so much of lately. I think it's a really pretty color. I want to see it in a giant swab.
So they say it's a light blue with soft pink undertones. Yeah, I definitely see that. Depending on the shading and paper used, The tropical color brings us right to the warm beaches of the Hawaiian island, sunsets over the ocean. Cannot confirm. I have not been to Hawaii.
Me neither.
You? No?
Okay. Nope.
Maybe Justin has. Justin? No. He nods his head no.
No Hawaiians to confirm or
no
deny.
No Hawaiians. I'm sure somebody out there will say yes to that.
Yeah.
If you're from Hawaii, let us know. What else we got?
Oh, New Year Meku inks.
Crazy here.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, there are just so many. It's overwhelming. So this is an addition of 5 new colors to Sailor's pre-existing Yurameku ink line, which was based on those like dual shaders, sort of mid-tone colors that are in between two different colors that kind of shift into one or
you
the
never
other.
Know what color it is until it dries and it's on the paper.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. They're the ones that are kind of color changing, and even as they dry out. And
they're fascinating colors. I would go nuts trying to figure out what color it is because you would never know.
Yeah, it's you can't step in the same river twice with these colors.
If you know what pen you're using and what paper you're going to use it on, you can really kind of narrow it down, but
it's good for your ink zen, you know.
Yeah.
Always have to have the matching color.
And then, of course, it's got sheen, so there's 3 other colors going on there. So, anyway.
Yeah.
But these are different. These are a little bit different.
Yeah, these are a little darker than the previous Yurameku inks and a little bit more saturated. So, they're maybe a little bit more practical if you've got, like, a drier nib on the end that's not throwing down a bunch of ink on the page. These come in Sailor's usual 20-milliliter glass bottle.
As Eric calls them.
Ice cube.
Nice. I like the caps, too, because they're very easy to grip with that.
Yeah.
With the way the cap is done.
Yeah, those hexagons. And let's see. So we've got a whole bunch of different colors.
You want me to try to do these, or you want to?
Let's see. I guess we'll... I don't know which is which. So we've got Date Gokuro, which is a vibrant purple that shades into rich blues. Very, very pretty. A little bit, I think this one might be my favorite so far. It almost like shades into red. It's crazy.
I've got, and it should be noted too, that each one now comes with Sailor's little stickers.
Oh, they all come with stickers
for
now?
Your converter in Japanese and in English. So you can put, what the color ink is in your in your pen. So that's kind of cool. I have here, what do I have here? Suki Gokuro, which is a medium green. I'm very interested in this one. Bright for an army green, but more muted and natural than a spring green. Who writes this? Shades into cooler hues. I hear dark green and I go, yes. So this one I think is automatically going to be my favorite.
Yeah. I've been really into like medium like shades of
forest
green lately.
Green,
forest greens and army greens and like khaki greens. Just it's really my jam lately.
All right. The next one, let's see. I've got on my side here, I've got the Zare Gokuro. Apologize if I pronounce that wrong. Warm gray that leans to red. So that's actually, I bet that's going to be super, super pretty. We don't have the swab cards of these up yet. Just the factory ones, but those are coming up soon.
Yes. I'm excited to see what those look like on our paper. And then let's see, I've got here Kokoro Guma, which is a sort of brick red. There are 2 different reds in this lineup. This is the more sort of warm and orangey, kind of a brown red.
And orangey brown red. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I have Hana Kokoro, which is the other red, a muted red, much cooler than the orangey Kokoro Guma. So new Yurameku inks available in the 20 mil bottles and also the 3 mil samples. How about this for a segue, huh?
Yes.
The Twisby Eco Tea Saffron just announced. It features a clear acrylic body with an orange cap and turning knob, silver trim, a piston ink filling system, of course, smooth writing steel nib, and screw-on cap. Of course, as being a piston filler, it only uses bottled ink, and the clear body allows you to see the ink capacity very easily. It has an inner cap liner that maintains a thorough seal when the pen is not in use. And this is Saffron Special Edition. It's a great sunny orangey color that looks nice and warm. Keep in mind it's Eco Tea, so that is the more ever so slightly triangulated section on there. Pre-sale started yesterday on February the 8th. Shipping starts tomorrow on February 10th. So that is, and it's kind of it's a different color.
I'm really excited about this color.
Yeah,
think I have a little bottle of saffron at home that I got for Christmas for cooking with a couple of years ago, and I think I've been too stressed out about it to use it.
Saffron is an expensive spice.
Yeah, it's the most expensive spice in the world by volume. This is, I think
like
the
more
actual
so than cocaine or crazy. I mean, it's really super expensive.
Yeah, super expensive.
No, I just use a drug as a reference.
I was gonna say, I don't know.
I have no idea. I've never done cocaine.
So. Yeah, I feel like I don't know how that would be, but. I'm too afraid to use my actual saffron, so I think I'm going to have to get
one of these
pens
so
that it's just, you know. I think the actual pen costs less than the spice that I have in my...
It's quite possible, yeah. I applaud Twisby for making some of these bold choices in colors that other companies just simply would not do because, you know, some different colors like this, you know, sometimes they're a tough sell. I mean... Blues and reds and you know, things like that, they're always very, very easy to sell. But, you know, different color.
Anything blue-green seems to be a simple sell. But, well, I mean, orange is just as much of just as much of a winning color for me. But maybe other people don't like it as much.
What has four wheels and flies? A garbage truck.
Go over our contest from last week, which apparently was about the Esterbrook pen wraps and to-go cups.
These are fantastic. They're really fantastic. I don't even have one here. I got more of the cups coming, but they're just really a cool product.
I haven't even gotten to see a to-go cup in person yet because they were to-gone.
They were to-gone, yeah.
They were in and out so fast, and I think there are some...
The price point is beautiful. Yeah, we'll be getting some more in, and actually it'll be a super, super regular stocking item, so we'll always have them, but the initial response was just, like, we weren't sure, you know, but the price is just so nice for the wraps and everything.
It's anyway, cool to see a little something different.
Yeah. What are our stats here? We got to-go cup clearly the winner by far.
To-go cup definitely took it away with 65% of people preferring that and 35 going for the pen roll.
Yeah, and maybe I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna say maybe the reason for that is I cannot think of another similar product.
Yeah.
You know, you have cups. Mm-hmm. Maybe. But not something you can, you know, bag up and take with you, and this is just a really, really kind of a neat idea that they came up with.
Yeah, it's really, really cool to see them sort of breaking the mold a little.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of us have, you know, there's a lot of people make pen rolls, pen wraps. You know, some people even you know, I had Lisa's mother made one for me, the Tasha wraps. You know, so you've got all these other, and a lot of people have those. And, you know, people who are into sewing and all that stuff, they can make their own. But this cup, super cool.
Yeah.
What do we got for comments here? We got a bunch of comments.
Michelle Stevenson says, the to-go cup is so intriguing. The slots. Come on, Eric. You know you want the cool cup. Amy Brazelton says, I like the pen roll in army green. Seems to be such a great size to protect my pens and still fit in a bag with my notebooks. Mm-hmm. I am tempted by that same pen roll in army green.
Yep.
It's that color. It speaks to me. Mm-hmm. Steve Moss.
Yeah, he says, I kind of like the cup just because it's different. Exactly. He's right on point there. So it's just so neat. We got Harold Merringer. He says, hi, Lisa and Eric. The pen wrap for portability, and you can add a notebook for structure. That is cool.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Put your pocket notebook in there. Is the suede actual leather or is it faux suede? I have to try them both. Great video. I believe the wrap part of it around that is actually, I don't know. That's a good question. I believe it's leather, but we'll get back to you on that.
Yeah.
Research is required. They protect it, so I you know, when it comes in the package, but.
Gotcha. And Patricia Bork says, I think both cases are unique. I would get the cup as I could keep it by my computer for easy use in writing notes, etc. It wouldn't take up much space. Yeah. I have a pen cup for the same reason at my desk.
I can see this, you know, it's in your bag. You get to work.
Boom.
Just done. That way you have better access. You know, a lot of us have rolls or wraps or cases and you kind of futz with opening it up and here you can see what it is. So
yeah, I was just thinking about that from like a top-down perspective. That's one thing I like about my pen cases. It's one of those little zip-up things. It's basically the same deal except a little bit more structured.
So we have a winner. Plan Create Cope. That's a heck of a name. Says, I have a to-go cup from the Happy Planner that is zippered. Okay, so somebody else does make one. That's good to know.
Yeah.
I love it, but I will say I would rather have the wrap. Congratulations, Plan Create Cope. Email Eric, write to Eric at AndersonPens.com. He'll take care of getting that credit to your Anderson Pens account and stuff. We have additional comments.
Just a couple extra comments. Edward Stats says, love hearing how Brian and Lisa met and fell in love. Happy New Year. Aw, I've been talking about you. And Mr. Cat.
Mr. Cat. Okay.
Best name ever.
I know, right? No wonder I couldn't get it.
Lamy Petrol is a must-buy. Yeah. I have wanted a Petrol model so bad. Is the ink coming back, too?
I wish it was. I really do. I think if the ink came back, it would probably anger quite a few of the people out there who are trying to make a mint on people are selling it for like $300 a bottle. It's insane.
I guess now's the time to offload your old stash of Lamy Petrol. Yeah.
But I think this color is going to be one of those colors that down the road you're going to go, that's the one. It's such... It's like for me in the past, 10 years, it's one of the top three, maybe.
There's a couple
of really, really solid ones. But you've been here since 2016, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Steph's anniversary was last Friday.
Woohoo.
Been here for 7 years. So congratulations. Thank you. Thank you for putting up with us. And
7 years.
You started out like doing... shipping and making, then we upgraded
doing
you doing
samples.
Pads and
I'm
ink
the reason
samples.
There's extra protection on the
yes,
floor
we still have
stains.
We still have stains from your early days.
My illustrious career as an ink spiller.
All right. New contest survey.
Yes. So Valentine's Day is right around the horizon, right around the corner.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at the calendar, it's like across the weekend.
Yeah, just take a left at Saturday
Or Sunday if you're using Hobonichi.
Oh, that's true. So we want to know what special pen and ink will you be using during your Valentine's Day?
That's a good question. I have to get mine out in the mail.
I am so stoked. I was like, I'm going to use whatever pen I normally use because I just. Just gonna
you were
use
stoked
that.
To use the normal pen?
And then I realized, oh my God, I have a platinum shape of heart.
Oh, you do?
I have the perfect Valentine's
that
Day
is
pen.
The
obviously,
one.
I have to
now,
that one.
That would be a perfect Valentine's Day gift.
It would be.
Joe had given it to you. But
yeah. Anyway, too late.
So yeah, let us know what your pen and ink combo is going to be for your Valentine. I think mine's probably going to be, I know I'm supposed to put my comment in the, Eric would yell at me, but your comment in the thing. Probably my Sailor 110th anniversary, the Shirogane, and maybe Okoyama, nice dark. Sailor Okoyama, nice dark.
Yeah, I gotta decide what ink I'm going to put in my shape of heart.
Coming soon, we got a couple things that are coming soon. Pelican Edelstein Rose Quartz Ink of the Year 2023.
Exactly what I would put. In my
exactly
Valentine's
what you
Day
would
pen,
put
if it were coming if, right this week.
Yeah, you can't. There's no way you're going to sell that one to Joe. No new Edelstein coming in March. Their usual 50 milliliter glass rectangular bottle, which is so beautiful. What such a nice. I love that it's just not. It's not like anything else.
Yeah, and it's impossible to tip over.
It is pretty impossible to tip over. It's right up there. With Faber-Castell, as Graf von Faber-Castell, for the most untippable bottle, I think, ever.
This is an important factor
for me. It is, absolutely. The gemstone rose quartz shows a fascinating range of color in its natural appearance from soft pink to intense rose, or rosé, I guess, unless that's a
mark. I don't know
page.
What the difference between pink and rosé is.
I don't know. To honor this gemstone, Pelican created an ink that matches the core of the natural range of color with its shade intense rose. This is direct from Pelican. We have not actually seen the ink yet, so we'll find out soon. They're known, of course, for their incredibly soft feel while writing. And does it look like there might be some shimmer in that bottle?
I was looking at that image and it really kind of looks like there might be some shimmer in that bottle, but I... couldn't see anything about it.
We'll
and,
see. Yeah. As soon as we get more information, we'll know. But they gave us, they gave us their standard sheet and it doesn't say too much on it.
So far it's mysterious, but it's definitely going to be pink.
It's definitely going to be pink. Yeah. Yeah. So Rose Quartz coming in March. I do have one other late addition to the coming soon section. Now, this pen, I think, has sort of been out, but it's been literally impossible to get. We haven't actually gotten it up until, well, it's coming within the next couple of days. It has shipped the Pilot Vanishing Point SE in the colors. So
finally,
for whatever reason, about a month ago or so, we actually got the black, which is super cool, but it's kind of like a black and green. I mean, it's not the most exciting one.
It's really cool, but...
But when you have green and blue and the orange...
And that orange that's just like fire in acrylic.
The green is outstanding. So those are actually, they have been shipped to us. They're on our way. I know a bunch of you put in your back and slack notifications for them. It's not all... It falls in the same price point as the stripes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, it's not like that next step up, like the Rodden or anything like that. They're about $300.
Okay.
But what a stunning material. Of course, every one is just slightly different. You know, the marbling is different, but those are coming in. If you haven't signed up, do sign up. I believe they come in fine and medium only.
One of those beautiful finishes is even more pretty in person than it is in the photographs. Like it looks exactly the way that it looks in the photographs, all that depth, but mm-hmm. even better.
Yeah, and we joke a lot on the show about, this one's mine or whatever. And this one is definitely, there's one coming home with me on this one. So those are coming soon. And do we have anything else?
I think that's all for today. Thank you guys for joining us. And tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
And you can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. Don't forget, there is a store in Chicago. It's the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton, open 7 days a week. You will find Lisa there.
And their website is chicago.andersonpens.com. And please don't forget to like this video and subscribe to our channel.
And the pen in my pocket today, and I realized after we started this that I may have done this one before, but I put it in my pocket today because I heard this morning that these Essies were coming out.
Ooh.
And it is one of my Rodden Vanishing Points. So there it is.